My name is Steve Holmes, and I have the privilege of serving as the chair of Tyndale University. And welcome to the farewell service for Dr. Gary Nelson. This is not how we had planned it, but you already know that. So rather than focus on what it should have been and could have been, and we must figure out how to do in the future, let's focus on the day that we have to virtually celebrate together. So wherever you might be, wherever you might be, as you watch in, whether you're a student, whether you're a staff, faculty, alumni, or donor, thank you for joining us today and for taking the opportunity to celebrate the ministry of Dr. Gary Nelson. He is a great friend, a dear friend, and I am thrilled to have been able to go along in this journey with him. And you should know this journey hasn't been easy. When Dr. Nelson came, I could tell you the first 6 months were not the 6 months he had planned, and the next 6 months were not the next 6 months we had planned. Nothing has been as it was planned. But yet in the midst of all of that, Dr. Gary Nelson has been all in with Tyndale. He has been committed. He has been a cheerleader at every level, and he is a deep, deep follower of Christ. And he knows that this is the place that God wanted him to be. And we were blessed by it. So join us today as we learn stories, as we sing songs, as we hear the written word. Dr. Gary Nelson, thank you. I hope you enjoy this day.
Our tale begins with the bright western sky. Gary grew up on the prairies, rarely realizing he might be the best guy to guide institutions through transition. From youth when he trudged in Christian ministry, listening to the judge of history who nudged him towards leadership and victory. With dedicated concentration, he led and elevated each congregation until he reached the point where he was appointed to head the entire Canadian Baptist denomination. Inspired, he grappled with determination to make sure a nation's churches not be left in the lurches, bereft of the global impact that Jesus' blood, in fact, purchased. With a passion for education and everlasting dedication, he learned and acknowledged the importance of the modern urban missiology. So it called them to the diversity of a Christian university. Though it wasn't without its doubts and adversity, I'm sure the new president was hesitant, but it became evident that God availed the winds at the sails for Tyndale to prevail as Gary Nelson travailed. The spirit filler called him to continually till the institution instilled by the skilled Dr. Stiller, until he could assuage the few who still may view the change to Bayview with dismay. Ramp us up at the new campus and don't let the devil dampen us. How many anonymous pupils have grown smarter at this institution eponymous for the beloved martyr? Listen, y'all, you never met a president more missional. Saw his role more than positional, but pivotal. So when all is said and done, and if the Lord doesn't tarry, though at first it might be scary, one day he will be welcomed by the sun with a well done Gary Nelson. Thank you. God bless you.
Gary's been an outstanding leader. He has brought us to this campus, and I've been here long enough to remember when we used to chat about whether or not we'd ever get here. I mean, it's not exactly the children of Israel, I suppose, but it felt a bit like that sometimes back in those early days when this campus was purchased, but moving to it did not seem like it was going to happen very soon. And certainly when Gary came, that became something that was going to happen. And he brought us over here. And I'm always amazed by how personable and even Gary is. His temperament is so welcoming and so personable. It's hard. I don't think I've ever caught him on a bad day. You can't fluster him. He's even tempered. Maybe that has something to do with his sports background. You just go out there and play. Whatever comes, you just play. And I think that's been a great gift to this place. And certainly now in his last year of being president, he set us on a path that can only take us to where God ultimately wants us to go. A final word to Gary. I'm sure Gary's hearing a lot of thank yous these days, and I can offer that to Gary. But I think most of all with Gary, it's how he has conducted himself. Gary to me is very irenic, not ironic. He could be that too, but very irenic in that he's always looking to bring people together in some way. And I've seen him in a lot of contexts, faculty meetings, board meetings, all kinds of places. And he always attempts to bring people together to find a solution that will work for everybody. And that's not always an easy thing to do, and it's not always a thing that's appreciated by people who may not necessarily be looking for that outcome. But I've always found Gary to be very ironic in that way, that he's trying to build a peaceful compromise, as it were, a way forward. And I think in leading an institution of any kind, but maybe especially a university, you need that, and he had it.
You may know that Gary loves the fine arts. He is wired to be a creative thinker and is especially drawn to beauty and the imagination, and particularly how art connects people together. Gary commissioned the Art and Space Committee at Tyndale and enlisted the assistance of an art curator when we moved to the Bayview campus. His goal is to create an active Tyndale art collection where the new Tyndale could leave its mark and make another's original building our home. Years ago, Carla Nelson met a glass artist at an outdoor art showcase named Lane Verbeek. Intrigued by his obvious creative spirit, she mentioned Tyndale, the new campus, and the hope many had to introduce beautiful artwork into this new space. Lane, intrigued by Carla's description of the space, architecture, and history, later made a trip to the new campus and was inspired to create a proposal. This proposal re-envisioned the space outside of the beautiful chapel and arrived at a time when we had just landed. We're navigating new spaces, processes, and unexpected costs, and so the proposal was filed away. When it came time to think of what could be done for Gary and say thank you for his leadership, a work of art seemed rather fitting. Lane's pieces came to mind in knowing his work was admired by both Carla and Gary, and with this, an old proposal was unfiled. Through the generous gift of a donor, what began as an idea to give Gary a commissioned piece which reflected his time as president, quickly evolved to include Lane's original proposal of reinventing the entrance to the chapel, a way to honor Gary at home here at Tyndale, and through a piece of Tyndale he can take with him. Lane was inspired by the architecture of our building and the surrounding landscape. Each tree reflected in the panel is native to Toronto. All but one are found on our campus, with the imprint of the bark included in the panel itself. The carapace symbol found throughout our building's architecture is central to each piece, and a mosaic band flows throughout each season, replicating the grand mosaic at the altar of the chapel. The beauty of each element of the artwork speaks for itself. The panels are timeless and calming, vibrant and inspiring. It seems rather appropriate, given our present circumstances, to one day soon return to campus with this artwork finally installed. Soon these panels will be a regular feature of the Tyndale campus. They will be one of the first things visitors see when they walk towards the chapel. Many faculty, staff, and students will pass by each day as they hurry to classes and offices. Proud parents will soon gather in front of them, taking photos of graduating students. Potential students and parents will stand in their midst as they plan for the future. They are our stamp on this campus, looking towards the future while paying honor to the history which has come before us. For those who have worked under Gary's leadership these past 10 years, however, these panels will always act as a steady reminder of his time at Tyndale. They will remind us that even through the most difficult of seasons, there is new life. They will remind us that beauty can be found in the cold, dark season of winter, and hope shines through in the bright sunshine of summer. Throughout Gary's tenure as president, a season of exponential change and challenge, he has remained steadfast, always hopeful, and even had some fun along the way. We want to commemorate his legacy and thank him for his leadership, and this installation is a tangible way to remember Gary's fingerprint in Tyndale's story. Along with this beautiful installation at Tyndale, the artist has created a piece for Gary to take with him as he begins a new season of life. This special piece is titled New Leaf and connects to the installation outside of the chapel, as Gary will forever be connected and loved by the Tyndale community.
Well, there were many things, really, that impressed me about Gary, and I had to do some research about him before he started. Firstly is this, the Tyndale position was not one that Gary sought or applied for. He had to be asked and persuaded to consider this position. And I really appreciate people who are called and has the freedom to say no if he had to. So I'm so really glad that he came on board. Another thing is that I know that Gary worked at CBM, a missions organization, and a missions organization requires a lot of collaboration and working together as a team. So his reputation was that we win as a team. There's if the team wins, everybody wins. So that, and he's lived true to that. Gary also has a reputation for being easygoing and not hold things too tightly. But he was always willing to make the tough decisions when he had to. He has organized departments to make it run more efficiently and cohesively. He's brought in new people to build new teams to serve the students and the Christian community. I have been here about 25 years, and I know the first 15 years was seeing the school being restructured. But in thinking about this again, I see the last 10 years where Gary has been leading, it has really just been as important as the first 15 years, as Tyndale's prepared to serve a changing global community. But what is more important for me is that I see Gary's legacy here at Tyndale is not all about him being the president. It's all about working with the community to work together and serving God together. We'll always remember him giving us the new name, Tyndale University, and the potential of more expanded academic offerings. These are foundations that will make Tyndale even more successful. Gary is a relational person, and I will always remember hearing laughter along the hallway as Gary greeted students, staff, and faculty. His priority for people is that people are always comes first in his life. Gary, thank you for committing yourself to this university for the 10 years here. You have made a huge difference to this place as it moves along to the next phase of its journey. God has brought you to bring healing and to teach us a whole ton of things that we will never forget. We praise God and thank you. And may God bless you and Carla as you spend time with grandchildren out west.
When I think back to the move from Ballyconner to Bayview, the first word I think of is big. It was a big move, not just with all of the many pieces that we had to bring over to the Bayview campus to make sure they were packed and brought over to the right location, but the way that it impacted every member of the community at what is traditionally a very busy time. We moved in April of 2015, and that's when final exams are happening. That's when we're trying to wrap up the academic year. And so having all those pieces come into play and make sure that this was successful was definitely a big task, but at the same time, it was hopeful. And we were all excited that this place that God had prepared for us for so many years and the place we were planning to get to was finally ours. And so to see how God was going to use us in this new chapter was exciting. And we all felt like we were in a moment of Tyndale's history. Gary is a leader during the move and the transition to the Bayview campus. He was an encourager. He was an encourager to those of us who were participating in the move itself and who were tasked to think through the details. But on a larger scale, he embodied the steadfastness of recognizing that it was going to be challenging, that we had already overcome some significant challenges to get here. But as we were settling, there was also going to be some challenges. And he also recognized that people handle change differently. And there were some people who were so excited to just set it all up and get moving, and some who were still trying to process what Tyndale would look like. And I remember very vividly him saying that he wants this to be missional. He wants to take the fences down and he wants to bring the community in and he wants Tyndale to be a place here that is recognizable and impactful. And I think that was an encouragement to all of us. I actually looked back at the move schedule that we created, and the Office of the President was the first office to officially move in the 3 weeks that we had laid out for the move. And he welcomed all of the offices as they arrived. And even in his hard hat, because we had to wear one for the first couple weeks, he was there making sure that we were set up and that we were as relaxed as we could be. And I think that's the mark of a really wonderful leader to be there ahead of us. Gary's support to me personally while I was working with the team on the move from Ballyconner to Bayview was a personal encouragement to my heart. When I was asked to be a part of the move and to really get into the trenches of it, it was a bit daunting, and I didn't quite know how I was going to contribute to this in a meaningful way and also do my day-to-day job. But there's something to be said about a leader who comes alongside of you and says, I trust you with this. I think you're equipped to do it. And even when you doubt yourself, I know that you'll be able to get this done. And in as much as he was ahead of us in trying to bring us to this new building and this new season, he did come alongside as well. And I just found that to be so helpful on those days where it was really tiring and those long hours. It's always nice to have someone who will support you in those moments and also cheer you on. Gary, it's so hard to think that this season of leadership is coming to an end at Tyndale. You and I have seen so many wonderful moments together. You have helped me grow in my role here, and I owe you a huge thank you. Tyndale owes you a huge thank you. The task that you had in your decade here was not easy by any means, but you have always been so supportive and so committed to what Tyndale is. And for me, you have really been someone that I could trust to go to. I will miss you, but I'm so excited for what this new chapter is for you, and you deserve it.
In all seasons, God, we give you thanks.
In all seasons, God, we give you thanks.
In all seasons, God, we give you thanks.
In times of calling, direction, and new beginnings, we give thanks to the God who makes all things new.
In this season, we find purpose, significance, and joy in our mission.
In times of unfinished business, hardship, weariness, and disappointment, we give thanks to the God who promises to never leave us or forsake us.
In this season, we find patience, grace, forgiveness, and hope.
In times of waiting, trusting, and working, We give thanks to the God who renews us by his Spirit.
In the season, we find connection, community, and healing.
In times of success, achievement, and celebration, we give thanks to the God who delights in his children.
In this season, we find inspiration, restoration, and encouragement.
We give thanks to you, God, in all seasons, for you are good and your mercies are never ceasing.
For you are good and your mercies are never ceasing.
For you are good and your mercies are never ceasing.
Eternal God, Creator, Provider, and ever steady presence through transition and change, continue your creative and life-giving work through your Spirit and in our midst.
In all seasons of life, you are good. We know of your grace in times of change and in times of newness.
God of shalom, of peace and justice, thank you for Gary's heart, for others, and for the world.
May he continue in his calling, affirmed by the impact of his leadership, not only at Tyndale, but in his many roles in ministry over the years.
We are grateful, Lord, for how you have worked in and through his life.
May we all continue to be instruments for your kingdom, led by his example.
God of shalom, of wholeness and love, grant Gary, as he goes forth from this place with accomplishments and challenges behind him, a sense of gratitude and peace.
He has worked diligently, faithfully, and always in a spirit of love. We are thankful for how he has led in community. May we continue to lean on each other and celebrate the strength we find when working together as one.
God of shalom, of harmony and rest, grant both Gary and Carla refreshment as they enter this new season of life together. May they continue to serve and honor you in the work that they do, and may they find great joy and closeness with family and friends.
Renew our spirits, Lord, as we also enter a season of change. As we pause and give thanks for what has passed,
may we all be renewed with hope for what is still to come.
Eternal God, we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, I met Gary Nelson when he actually invited me to his office to talk about, you know, some ways that maybe I could contribute to the Tyndale community. I turned him down, but in the meantime, he took time to ask me questions about who I was and my life, and actually specifically women in leadership. And I was so moved and touched and just impressed that this, you know, big, high-powered leader took time to discuss with me, to listen to me, and he challenged me. He actually challenged me not only to learn while I'm here, but to unlearn some of the assumptions that I've perhaps carried with me throughout my history. So I really appreciate Gary in so many ways. He nurtured growth in my own learning experience and my unlearning experience. Well, the transition from Tyndale moving to the Bayview campus was huge. And when I look at Gary Nelson, his leadership, I just see the word courage written all across his forehead. I mean, this was a scary facility to deal with. He shared with me one day about, you know, it was probably the most stressful leadership position he's ever taken on. So when you do a home reno, you know, the costs always are more than you imagine. Imagine this Bayview campus. And Gary just was courageous to press on. And he brought just a lightheartedness with him. I don't know if he felt that way all the time, but he sure appeared on the outside that he was cool as a cucumber. And I just admired his courage. Not many leaders would take on this huge project of renovating a building and transitioning what was really a Bible college many years ago to now a university. It was a new season. It was a new season of growth. And Gary wasn't afraid of, you know, spreading lawn seed on the front yard to germinating life into the students while they're transitioning. I admire his courage. I admire that he stuck to it. He was resilient in his leadership through that time, and he brought all of us with him. So it was a very exciting time, and I'm glad to be a part of it. When I think of Gary's leadership, I think of the word warm. He's not the kind of leader that you necessarily just want to have a meeting with. You actually want to have dinner with him. And there's a big difference when you find a leader like that. He leans into people. He listens to people. He leads with heart. And that's a unique quality in a leader. Often, leaders are those who just want to get things done. But Gary notices the people along the way. And the thing that I really appreciate about Gary is he has a bigger story. He saw a bigger vision, a bigger narrative for Tyndale. And he was willing to risk everything to go there. As I look at his leadership and I think about the seeds that have been sown in this organization and in the students that have come and gone from here, I see a leader that cares about every generation. He's willing to set his own interests aside for the sake of those not only behind him, but those before him, those ahead of him. And Gary has led so well. Thank you, Gary, for leading many generations. Your vision has birthed a nation of leaders that aren't afraid of complex issues because you taught us how to think, you taught us how to learn, you taught us how to unlearn. And I believe that these next generations will have so much gratitude towards a leader like you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori, for sharing how Gary has impacted your life. One of Gary's favorite Tyndale events is Christmas in the Chapel, our annual benefit concert that supports student scholarships and bursaries. With Gary's encouragement and support, the concert has grown and expanded year after year, bringing together musically talented members across the entire Tyndale community. This next musical offering features Tyndale's Music and Worship Arts students, directed by Dr. Melissa Davis. We hope that you enjoy this special moment from the most recent Christmas in the Chapel.
We are a moment Hello, Gary. Hello, Tyndale and friends of Tyndale. I'm Janet Clark, and I've had the privilege, I really mean that, of working with Gary during the 10 years of his presidency. One of the many things I'll always remember about Gary is his unflagging optimism, his positive spirit, his determination to see the glass half full, no matter the situation or the statistics we were looking at. Over the years, I've come to see this not simply as a personality trait or disposition, but as a spiritual quality of resilient hope. Hope rooted in an absolute trust in a sovereign God. You modeled that for us, Gary. It's a quality I pray you'll never lose. And so when it came to choosing a text as a final blessing and benediction, I knew immediately the text. Romans 15:13. I love this name for God, the God of hope. So receive this blessing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So go forward, Gary. Go forward, Tyndale, into an unknown future with overflowing hope, based not in our own determination, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, wow, wasn't that a fabulous opportunity for us to hear some great testimonies? Some people who have had been deeply impacted by Gary's involvement here at Tyndale. You know, I don't want to close this virtual farewell, because I think that we all agree that this isn't the end. This isn't the way that Tyndale says goodbye to a long-serving president. So let me say this, until we meet again, may God bless you and may his face shine upon you and give you grace. And Dr. Gary Nelson and Dr. Carla Nelson, give each other a hug. Enjoy what is ahead. Have a great day.